Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, that's exactly right. Every other week, Neil Zorin here. A lot to talk about with Mr. Zorin. Hey, Neil, Happy New Year, I believe, or I'm not sure. Maybe we said it already, but what the heck. Welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
It's always good to say a Happy New Year. We actually said it on December 31st, so this is the first time in 2021.
There you go. I agree with you. I like to continue Happy New Year through July, at least, if I can. All right.
Well, I think it should always be happy. Of course, yes. I'm shallow and mean, so I'm always happy because I just shrug if I don't like something.
All right, Neil, we had the anniversary, and I don't know if it's at the top of your list of what I think is the greatest TV show in history, and it's not even close. 50 years ago this week, All in the Family debuted, and my favorite All in the Family was the one with Archie and the African-American guy who came to fix, I think it was, the refrigerator. Archie made this guy menacing. Meathead made him bullied by Archie, and then Gloria came in to give what really happened. It was a show you probably couldn't put on today. What do you say?
That is what I always think about All in the Family. You couldn't put on that. You couldn't put on Maude. You watch anything from the 70s and 80s, even game shows like The Match Game. And everybody, you know, the amount of offense that would come about today just from the mildest joke or from the mildest line or from something that is actually supposed to be satirical and point up prejudice and point up things that could offend people. Those things would not work today. I'm amazed when I watch some shows in rerun to what the 21st century or the early part of the 21st century sensibility would mean to those shows. But All in the Family is a breakthrough show because of that. It was a show that sort of let people say those lines, sort of let people let the freak flag fly if you want to go into Jimi Hendrix. You just get to you got to see different people with different attitudes, and why not? And little skirmishes, and little wars, and little innuendos. But you know what it was? That is what brought out the reality, and that is also what brought out the sensitivity. There's a lot that happened in the 60s in terms of civil rights. But in general, from the 60s on, what has helped people get along with people best is not only meeting people in more situations, but because of television, it was soap operas. Soap operas that first had interracial marriages, that had gay couples, that had various things, and that sort of gave people familiarity, or they loved the characters and they went with it. All in the Family did the same thing. All in the Family made Archie Bunker lovable, whether you hated him or not. And Colonel O'Connell, we said he was an angry, unhappy person. Whether you loved him or not, he was there. And then there was the warmth of Edith, a little bit dumb, but not always. A little bit of street wisdom there, a little paternal wisdom. And he had Mike and Gloria, the neighbors next door, the Jeffersons, who then get their own show. It is the breakthrough show. There were two breakthrough shows of that time. One was All in the Family in that Norman Lear group, and the other was Mary Tyler Moore show in that Grant Tinker group, and they changed television. I mean, television today is still, you can't do it All in the Family. Mary Tyler Moore is still the basis for a lot of shows. Every time you see an ordinary, normal, central character surrounded by a bunch of sort of zany or quirky people, you're watching the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah, that's a great insight. Neil, what's coming up now? I'm going to get to two shows. This is their last year, and I just can't believe it. But what's coming up in the next month or so that we have to look forward to first?
Well, I've enjoyed what I've seen so far as WandaVision. Like anything that is done today, whether it's Bridgerton or just watch WandaVision, the first two episodes, nobody can do it like they did it before. Bridgerton is Downton Abbey light. Shonda Rhimes doesn't know how to have taste. So she has her taste in fashions and in intrigue, but it's really, you know, by the numbers, sort of no depth to it at all, even if it pretends to depth. Same thing with WandaVision. WandaVision I've had fun with, but it's sort of like Bewitched. Bewitched dressed like Alice Cramden. she dresses more simple, but it's just, which is magic of people trying to fit in. So it's fun, but it's self-conscious. The difference between Bewitched and WandaVision is self-consciousness. The difference between Downton Abbey and Bridgerton is self-consciousness. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to think of how to wow the crowd, you lose the crowd. What All in the Family did in shows then is they wrote to the crowd, or they wrote comedy first. The joke came first. And that's what the difference is. So I would say that there are some things coming up, but nothing is as good as what was. The other thing I'm looking forward to comes up in 2 weeks from now. As a matter of fact, on the day we do our next show, it's called The Dig, and it has Ralph Fiennes and Carey Mulligan. It's on Netflix. So anything with Ralph Fiennes and Carey Mulligan, I'm for watching. I mean, even if I tune out after 15 minutes, I have to see what it is. Ralph Fiennes is one of the great actors of our time. He doesn't work enough. And certainly that he's on television doing a series is a breakthrough for television.
Neil, the other thing, I'll do one this time and then one the next time. I can't do both. It's too broken of a man that Ozark. And I commend you. In a million years, it would have taken me a while to get to Ozark. But when you said it, that weekend I went home, I was mesmerized. I still am. I don't know who's the best actor there. It is amazing. And this is going to be the last year. Why do they think the story is running out of steam?
Because it already has. It already has. You see in Ozark, what's actually happened is better because it's become so character-based. The story is the same loop over and over again. And so they go – what happened in Ozark, in the last season of Ozark, which it always pulled itself out, is it got to bizarre situations. Things where you begin to raise your eyebrow and say, really? And then, of course, Laura Linney comes out, or Julia Comer comes out and does something that is bizarre, or Jason Bateman has a great deadpan moment, and you forget that what you're just watching with is bordering on silly. And so I think what they did is ran out of things that are really intriguing to the point that the writers have realized. And this is my surmise. This is what I think about it, is that the writers have come to a point where they said, how much can we go on the brink of absurdity without going into absurdity and pull it back with the characters? And I just think the story has to come to a conclusion eventually. You can move it on and on and on, but you'd be moving it on doing the same thing, which is why the four first seasons of television are usually better than the last six seasons of television.
I would agree. I don't give up easily. Once I find something, that's it. I'm a loyalist. So we'll continue with Better Call Saul in 2 weeks. Where do we find you, Neil, until then?
Okay. Well, you'll find me at neilspaper.com. You'll find me at the Delaware County Daily Times and related newspapers. I do have a show for you that I've enjoyed. It's called Lupin. It's a French show that's dubbed. It's on Netflix. And it's about a murder mystery and a kid trying to find out who frames his father for a crime. It's good.
I will give it a shot. Neil, thank you very much. Have a great new year.
You too. Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.